This is Dr. Lee dictating progress note. Patient name Lee, L-E-E, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A. Date of birth for this patient is 6/15/1970. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 8/11/2023. Patient seen in a subacute rehab today. Reason for visit: patient was informed by me by the nurse last night. One of the patient tooth came out. It was found lying on the patient chest by the staff. Apparently no excessive bleeding noted by the staff from the mouth, but she has some foul odor. When I came to see the patient, she's lying on the bed. Her son is at the bedside. Patient is nonverbal. She's not answering any question. She has expressive aphasia due to stroke, and she's paralyzed on the left side. She's able to move the right arm and the right leg to some extent, but does not follow command properly. Through our system, no nausea, no vomiting, no respiratory distress. One of her tooth came out, but no bleeding from the mouth noted. Some foul smelling secretion noted from the mouth. Patient not cooperative properly with opening the mouth. Spontaneous, she opened the mouth and she has a missing tooth with a poor dental hygiene. Through a physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed, nonverbal, has expressive aphasia. Blood pressure is 119/70, pulse 74, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. Her diadematic, nomophylic, eyes, anectaric, throat. She has some secretions. No urinary discharge, neck supple, chest non tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart estimates, two abdomen soft, non tender balls from past, G tube in place, extremities. Right, BK, stumped. Left leg, edema noted, no calf tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, nonverbal.
They interchange it.
Assessment.
They put weathers here. Lovely.
Patient has a acute CVA.
Sorry.
Etiology cryptogenic. Bilateral striatocapsular stroke. Left side weakness. Next line. Loose torso that came out with the foul secretions.
No, it's not like somebody's smoking out here.
Next line.
We don't smoke.
Not smoking facility. We have oxygen streaming throughout the building. That's why
history of DVT. Next line.
What you say, Romelita?
PE diagnosed on July 7th by CTA, subsegmental PE.
I touched it.
Natural and hypertension. Next and chronic pain disorder and buprenorphine used to be.
But you noticed it, right?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay.
I wrote that on the team. Somebody else had to do that because I remember when I wrote this.
Plan of care patients currently on dual anticoagulation, Lovinox along with the bridging warfarin because of PE. Will be continued. Will continue all her current medications reviewed by me. Patient has a no known dog allergies. At this point, I will do chest X-ray today. CBC. And the PTPTT tomorrow. At this point, since the tooth is out and there's no evidence of fever, we'll watch her clinically and oral chlorhexidine has been ordered. They will continue that for the oral care. And we'll reevaluate the patient. At this point, we'll hold off systemic antibiotics. Care plan discuss the nursing staff and also discuss the patient brother at the bedside.